It's the Escape Artist Podcast at DonkeyJawProjects.com, hosted by yours truly, Marshall Couture, also known as
Make, relate, create, it's change harness. The soul within the comics and movies that they market. Activating people's imaginations, the target. Work the hardest, with passion and heart, it's Escape Artist.
What's up, everybody? This is Marshall Couture, also known as Plex. And you're listening to the Escape Artist Podcast at DonkeyJawProjects.com. And, yeah, how you guys doing? I'm doing all right. It's a nice fall Friday afternoon. I think it's fall. Is it officially fall yet? It's October 2nd or 3rd right now. And I don't know when fall officially started or starts, but I know it's fall because I live in New England and the trees are turning colors. It's really awesome. You know, a lot of times New England area, sometimes they get a little flack, because like southern areas tend to be like, people tend to be like more polite and stuff, and seems like in New England sometimes people are kind of uptight. I mean, that's a super broad generalization, but I actually have spent some time down south here and there, and I didn't really notice much of a difference, but I don't know, maybe that is true. Maybe I didn't go far enough down south. I spent a decent amount of time in Virginia. I mean, I've been in other parts too. I've been in Texas when I was in basic training for Lackland. I was in Lackland base or whatever, Army base, I don't know what it is, but that's where they do the training in Texas. And you know, I also was in Arizona for a while. I don't know. I was actually surprised that, like, in Texas and some of these places, they didn't, like, you always, you know, obviously you hear people talking in, like, southern accents, and you think, okay, I'm in Texas, like, the middle of freaking Texas, I'm gonna be hearing a lot of that. It seemed like everybody talked the same way I talk for the most part, you know, I don't know. I'm sure there is a lot of people down there who do talk, like, with those accents, but, yeah, I don't know. Also, another thing, and now I'm so off what I was even saying, but, when I got there, it was, like, kind of during winter, so I was like, oh, I'm going down to Texas. I mean, that's as far south, well, that's not true, it's not as far south as I've been, but, because I was in Florida, and I went to Mexico before that, but, you know, I'm like, oh, so it's not going to, you know, it'll be warm. I don't even have to bring anything warm, you know, to wear. And it was cold. So I guess even in Texas it gets cold. I don't know. I don't monitor weather patterns in different areas that much, I guess. But anyways, yeah, so it's New England, and this is the time of year where if you do want to ever visit New England area, this is the time of year to do it, October. And, you know, we always talk about, like, with the colors of the leaves and stuff, you know, there's, like, a peak weekend, and we'll go out for drives, we'll go apple picking, and apple picking is more in the summer and stuff, but, you know, we'll go, there's, like, apple orchards and stuff, and they'll have, like, hay rides, and, they have, like, pumpkins, like, you can go pick pumpkins or whatever, and, you know, all kinds of just different fall events. There's, like, you know, fairs and stuff, like, outdoor fairs, and then, you know, Halloween's big over here. Not too far away is Salem, Massachusetts, so, you know, that's always a fun place to go during the October months, because the, you know, the Salem witch trials and all that stuff. They have like a whole little, you know, center in the city there. I guess I don't know if it's a city or what, but it's a little more than just a little town, you know. There's buildings and stuff, so but you know, it's really cool over there. during this time of year, and you walk around and there's tons of people and you know, all kinds of crazy costumes and just tons of craziness. They have like little events and little tons of buildings and stuff and that you can go in, like historical stuff, and so it's really cool over there, and just anywhere, like in New England, there's a lot of different things, and so this time of year is really cool, and especially the colors on the leaves, it's like it paints the picture for you, you know, and it's nice, you know. So favorite time of year, definitely, as far as like to experience New England. I actually would rather move somewhere else, like southern or west coast or something, just because I like warm weather more than I like cold weather, and we have more cold weather and snow and stuff here than I would really like. But I don't know if I'll ever move out anywhere, just because family kind of keeps me here. I definitely would like to, though, and it's not out of the realm of possibility, but right now there's some other things tying me to this area. But like I said, I'm grateful to be here. I heard people who have moved away from here and thought it was better, they missed the having like the seasons and stuff. You know, because some places, it's like in California or something, like there's certain places where it's like pretty much 75 and beautiful all year round or something like that, you know. And that's kind of where I'm thinking I want to go, you know, somewhere like that. But people tell me that they miss the seasons, you know, when they move away from here. So I don't know, maybe I need to not be looking at greener grass or something. But I don't know, I just would like it. I have an adventurous spirit. Like, I've always like wanted to travel. I could see myself, even if I didn't have some things tying me down, kind of moving from place to place, you know, and kind of living, you know, in a different place for a few years, and then moving and living in a different place for a few years. I could probably dig that, you know. I really need to, really, really bad want to get over to the, you know, the UK area, you know, all that stuff, London, France, Italy is a big one too for all the sites. I mean, one thing I just really, it's like a bucket list thing, is I really want to see the Sistine Chapel at some point in my life. That's always been something that I've been super duper impressed by. And I mean, there's a million other things that are awesome, and I just want to see that old country where, like, you know, they have buildings that have been there for way longer than America has been even close to developed, you know, and some of these cathedrals and whatever else is out there, you know. I want to see that. Plus, I'd love to travel because I've met a lot of you people, you know, a lot of my friends I've met that are online, you know, and I haven't actually met them in person. And it's kind of the cool thing with all this internet stuff. You know, I would, if I were to be someone who moved around a lot like that, I would almost have like friends wherever I go. I mean, that's kind of cool. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that's like a, almost like a warming feeling, like no matter where I go in this world. I mean, I don't have friends in certain places. I don't happen to have friends, you know, but maybe I will soon. Who knows? But, you know, if I were to go to Australia, I got at least three friends who I've spent a lot of time talking to and stuff online, that I could go. I mean, there's Nathan Seabolt, which I haven't talked to him in a while, but still, actually, there's four. There's another guy, and I don't even know how to say his name. It's like Aristamus something or whatever. I don't know. But I've known him for probably the longest in Australia. Paul Kijiji, Eddie Crosby, you know. All those guys, you know. I'm sure it would be nice to visit, you know. And I mean, I'd love to meet all of you guys. And, you know, and there's places all over America, people that I know, I mean, especially California is a big one, but I know people like in Texas, Midwest, and, I mean, literally all over the place, down south, Atlanta, all that stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. I'd love to travel sometime. And a lot of people in the UK too, just to throw that out there. But yeah, New England, this is the time of year though where New England shines, you know. It's freaking awesome over here. And, you know, I hope to be able to get out and about a little bit this year, this season. But we shall see, because what I'm going to talk about today is I'm going to be probably huddled in my little studio working hard, you know. So I'm not 100% sure how this is all going to work out, but... yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed the last kind of few months or couple months of podcasts. I've done a lot of interviews, and I don't know if I've explicitly talked about, I think I did on a couple podcasts ago. I did have one where I was just talking, and, you know, I've been going kind of through a downtime, having a hard time with some things, and just getting a little discouraged with the with creating all this stuff and working really hard and then, you know, barely selling anything and making much money. And not only that, just I got burnt out from trying to do so many things. And it just seems like I'm running around like a chicken with his head cut off, as the metaphor goes. And, but it really does. And there's no focus. And that's been like the running theme of things that has just killed my, I think, my progress. You know, I'm just going from this to that, making comics, making illustration work, doing stickers, doing music, recording rhymes, making videos, making toys, you know, just, and like, if somebody were to look at all my stuff I do, like, I guess they'd be like, he makes stuff, you know. I guess a lot of people see that I'm an artist and I draw, but, you know, I guess I've always tried to encompass all that in, into, like, one persona or one label. That's kind of why Donkey Jaw Project started, because I was like, I don't know, before it was plexhop.com, and, you know, I didn't know whether to brand myself as me, or, like, if I do brand myself as me, like, do I do it as Marshall Kuchar, or Couture, or whatever, or do I do it as Complex, or Plex, or do I brand it as a company, and, like, you know, is it, should I go with, you know, should I focus on one of the things that I like to do? Should I focus on one thing as a business and the other stuff as a hobby? Or should I just focus it all on it as a hobby and get a real career? You know, it's just so hard to really know exactly what I want to, you know, do as far as my, like, online presence and stuff like that. You know, it's been nothing short of confusing for the most part. And probably can be confusing to those watching me, you know. And the one thing that is kind of has been somewhat of a constant, or the best constant I've found so far, is putting out this Escape Artist podcast, which it isn't that constant because, you know, all along this time that I've been doing this stuff, you know, I didn't start doing the podcast until pretty late, so I had already done a bunch of the stuff, and then when I did start it, I took like a hiatus kind of by accident for like a whole year, so that kind of screwed it all up. But now I'm actually starting to get traction, and the fact that I'm putting these out consistently every single week on a, you know, a specific day, which, you know, it kind of hovers around Monday, but I pretty much get them out before Monday or on Monday. And it's been pretty good, you know, and I've actually been getting traction. People have been checking it out, and I guess with the interviews too, that helps, because people who are interviewed, they share the stuff, and, you know, so that's been good. So that's going to keep going, but, and you're going to be like, here he goes again, when I announce this thing here that I'm going to be talking about, but I'm switching things up again. basically, you know, out of all this frustration, I think there's a purpose for it. Like, I think that from doing all this stuff and getting frustrated, it's driven it down and helped me clarify a few things. I was talking to my buddy Lyra's Shannon Owens on Facebook messaging and going through some of this stuff with him, talking about, you know, selling our music and stuff, because we both make hip-hop too, as well as comics. And, you know, we were just talking about some things with how hard it is to sell this stuff, and we work so hard, and it's like, and then we get nowhere, and it's just frustrating. People don't even want to put like a dollar down for, you know, a song, or even for an album or an EP or whatever, you know, they just don't want to buy music. So I don't know, that was just one thing, but I was telling him, like, we were going back and forth kind of encouraging each other, and I was saying, you know, all this stuff getting frustrated is actually helping me clarify my purpose and stuff. And it wasn't until I said that I even noticed that. You know, it's weird. That's kind of why talking is good and conversation is good. Because, I don't know, it helps you to think things out better. And that's something I'm learning, because I'm not a big talker. I actually got criticized for not being a big talker today. And it's not the first time, that's for sure. But I'm learning how to talk. And, like, a lot of times I haven't talked because, well, one thing, I say stupid stuff sometimes and I get embarrassed that I say them. You know, everybody does. Everybody plays a fool sometimes. Love that song. But also, I guess it's kind of a laziness, and also the fact that I feel like if I don't have something, you know, important to say, why say it, you know? I used to always think, like, you know, talking about the weather and BSing with people about just trivial stuff, you know, I always thought that was dumb, and I was like, yeah, like, I would get bored when people tried to talk to me like that, like, say, you know, I'd just be like, I'd say one little thing just to get them to stop talking, and but I'd just be polite, you know, or whatever, and then let the conversation fall, because I'm not interested in that, you know. But actually, to tell you the truth, social media has taught me different, and taught me how to be better at being social, you know, and just, you know, practicing being social as well. I noticed the reason why I have had to increase, you know, my talking and stuff is because, you know, people complain and miscommunications happen. You know, my wife is probably the number one person who doesn't like it when I don't talk. And, you know, rightfully so. I guess I just didn't realize that, you know, I feel like if I had a kid, I'd teach him this stuff. But, you know, I didn't have a father who taught me this stuff. So, I don't know. I don't know if fathers normally do, but I feel like I would say stuff, you know, all kinds of little tips and stuff about life I would tell my kids, you know. And I feel like sometimes that I missed out on that, but I don't know, maybe probably a lot of people did. And even if they have fathers, maybe a lot of fathers are distant. Maybe they didn't even take the time to say these kind of things. But some people do have fathers who do say these kind of things. And my mother was great. She talked to me about things, but, you know, she would tell me the concerns that a woman kind of would have. Or, and, you know, I'm not saying this to be, you know, big yet. I'm not. But I do think there are fundamental differences between men and women. Not value. It has nothing to do with value or judgment type of things. Like, both women and men are equally awesome, you know, I think. And there are certain attributes that that the other one has over. That's kind of why there's it's a great mix, you know, when a man and woman get together. And, you know, I'm not trying to say any weird agenda or anything, but I think there's a balancing out that can happen, you know. And it's not always, not every woman, some women have more man traits than others, and some men have more women traits than others, you know. I'm not trying to say any value judgments here. I'm just saying that, you know, there is that aspect where men and women typically have some differences. And, so, where was I going with that? Well, just people balance each other out, and I'm sure I'll get back to it. But, so it was with the talking and stuff. So my wife, you know, will say that I'm not talking enough, and that's part of relationship. Even the small little talk actually is a bigger part sometimes. And it's just sharing frivolous things that kind of spice up any relationship, but especially a marriage one, you know, too. So I've been trying to, like, when I have a thought, speak it, even though it's not, like, super important, you know. And I've been trying to do that more and more and more. And, you know, the same thing with online, I've kind of learned that, you know, when you're pushed, you know, you're trying to, you know, put out your music, art, whatever, a lot of times you'll notice, you know, you post your link to your comic that you just made or something, and, you know, not many people really check it out, or people don't buy it or whatever, and you're like, what the heck? But then you'll post, like, a silly little, like, funny picture of a cat or something, or, you know, just some little meme or something online, and you'll have, like, tons of comments, and people will be, like, totally into it, and you're like, it just keep going on, and you're like, it's discouraging, and it makes you feel like crap, kind of, because you're like, I put all this work into this thing, and people don't even care, and then, you know, I just throw something stupid out, and that's what people want to talk about. They have no, you know, they don't care about my stuff, so that can get discouraging, but it's not really, I mean, that's just what the hard sell is, you know, that's the hard part about putting stuff out, but, you know, don't get discouraged. I'm, you know, learning not to, but those little extra things, though, like the picture of the cat or the meme or whatever, those things, believe it or not, actually help with sales and stuff. Because people get to see that you're, like, human, you know, and they get to see your personality and stuff. So, you know, as they get to know you as a person, and maybe they start to relate with a few different things about you, then they'll start paying more attention to the stuff that you're doing, that you're trying to create. And, you know, it's just, it's like lubrication for the gears, you know what I mean? It just helps everything run smoother, and things aren't grinding, and things aren't getting seized up and stuck, you know, so that kind of helps that. So that's what I'm learning, and it's the same thing with, you know, offline interactions and stuff, you know, that talking about the weather and BSing about silly stuff and joking around and whatever, that, you know, you can start a conversation by like that, and people, once they, like, see that they enjoy doing that, you know, and just talking a little bit, then they'll want to know a little bit more about you, you know, find out what you do. And then, you know, that leads to maybe possibly a business relationship as well as a friendship, you know. So actually starting with the friendship is actually, you know, in conversation on frivolous things is actually some of the best, you know, marketing. And that's the really crass way you can say it, but it's kind of part of it is that's kind of some of the best marketing you could do. But really, I mean, when you do try to do that, you know, and you're doing it, you know, genuinely, it doesn't feel like marketing anymore. It just feels like being a good person, you know? And that's better, you know? That's much better than just pushing your stuff on people. I see there's this one person that has this, like, cool video or whatever that I've seen and love, but they just constantly push the same video over and over because they want people to see it. And it's just like every tons of groups I'm in, they just keep pushing it like multiple times a week. And it's just like I almost don't like the video anymore because that's all they're doing is shoving that down my throat. And, you know, if they started to get to know me and I got to know them, that would then I would enjoy, you know, who they are. And I'd want to you know, get more involved in what they do. But now I almost don't even want to watch what I liked, you know? So that's kind of frustrating. So, but yeah, that's the effect though, you know? So you just gotta be a real person first and be a friend and, you know, have fun. And then, you know, those business connections will naturally happen. And if a business connection doesn't happen, that's okay because, you know, you're just gaining friends, you know, because, I mean, what's better than, I mean, that's kind of what, part of what it is to be human is, I feel like we're meant to be connected, you know, in different ways. So yeah, there's that. But yeah, that's kind of a subtopic, just stuff I've been thinking about and learning about. And I've already learned this before, but it's good to get refreshers on this kind of stuff. And, you know, I have been learning it and practicing it, but it's just sometimes it's not at the forefront of your mind and stuff. So it has been lately. All right, I'm going to pause it here. All right, so now on to what is new and the new and shiny object that I'm fixating on. It's not really that new. Something I've tried many times before. But basically, I guess, let me see if I can kind of start it out as the, how the story goes or whatever. Basically, lately I've been, you know, I was doing all those 16 bar verses or whatever, you know, putting them on YouTube and on Facebook and stuff. And, you know, just doing that kind of got me wanting to do some more music and to finish up the projects I had already started. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, again, I'm trying to do so much, and I want to cut down on some of the things. Like, instead of making all the beats and doing every single little part of the project, you know, I wanted to get other people to do some of that stuff, and me just focus on rhyming and recording that or something, you know. So it got me looking into, you know, I actually, funny enough, I was asking Shannon Owens again, you know, earlier. I was asking him, you know, where do you get your beats and stuff? Because, I mean, I have a bunch of beats I can use. I got friends who will let me use their beats. And actually, I have this one guy, his name is Upright. And he, I just freaking love his beats. Like, I could pretty much just use his beats alone for the rest of my life. Because I love his beats so much. They're just like, they're unique. They're not, they're kind of like that old, that hip hop boom bap feel that I love, but they're like updated and unique. And he does a lot of experimenting with, synths. And, I'll link his SoundCloud or whatever to here so you can listen to it. But he uses a lot of cool sounds and he's just super creative. He's an awesome dude. He's become a good friend so far online and, you know, and he's, we've been wanting to collaborate and stuff because, he sees that I do the art and we're kind of doing like a trade off and basically I could have beats from him forever if I wanted to. And, you know, I told him, you know, I'll do whatever you want for art. You know, it's a fair trade, you know, both things cost about the same when you charge full price for them, you know, so, you know, it's really a fair trade and value, you know, and we both have needs in both of those areas, so that will be happening, but, you know, I was also just, before I really got that connection, you know, re-upped on that connection or whatever, I was just looking around at, beats, and I've just been wanting to listen to beats lately, too, so I go on YouTube and I'll try to find beats, but it's so hard to just find, it's like they're everywhere, but there's so many different kind of beats, and I want a certain kind, you know, and the kind I want is kind of the basic kind, you know, the boom bap hip hop stuff that came out of the golden era of hip hop, aka the 90s, I mean, that's what I grew up on, and that's what I love, so I want that, but kind of an updated version, and there's a lot of people doing that, but there's so many other kinds of beats and stuff and things that people are doing that, you know, when I look for hip-hop beats or hip-hop instrumentals, like, tons of other stuff comes up, and I'm going to pause it once again here. For a minute. Crap. So, yeah. So, you know, it was hard to find, you know, consistent playlists of beats on YouTube that are to my liking or SoundCloud or any of these sites for some reason. I don't know why. I'm just not using the right keywords, I guess, or whatever. But I did find some here and there. And so the point of all this is that I, you know, I stumbled across a few different cool beat makers and stuff, and one of them, you know, also had, like, tips on selling beats, tips on different things, so I was looking into some of those, and come to find out, there's, like, this whole group of, you know, beat makers that, have kind of combined together and found some good systems on getting beats sold and stuff like that, and that's something that has always been a struggle for everything that I do, not just beats. So, you know, I was looking into some of those videos, and, you know, I signed up for their email, and then they send you a bunch of links to kind of secret behind-the-scenes videos or whatever. You know, it's that typical kind of marketing jargon and stuff like that. And, you know, so I was looking into them, try it out. I'm always open to trying and learning and stuff, you know. If it's crap, then I'll let it go. But so far, from what I saw, there was some good stuff. So I started getting into these videos, and, you know, more and more I'm listening to them. And they're pretty much coming from exactly the same point that I kind of come from, you know, when it comes to, you know, all this marketing stuff. You know, they listen and read the same books that I listen and read to, you know, and follow the same type of people, a lot of them. And, you know, one thing with all these, like, you know, business guys and stuff is it's really hard to, like, sometimes it's hard to translate what they say into what I do, you know what I mean? Like, my music or my art or something. Because they're always, pretty much, they're often talking about writing books. Or teaching other people how to make a living online or something like that. So it's like, well, that's great and everything, but how do I apply that to making music and making art and stuff like that? And so, you know, I try to figure it out, and I do some of those things, and I practice some of those things. But, you know, I've been really inspired while I'm looking for these beats, and I have before too, but I've been really inspired by the model of selling beats that people use. There's like different options. There's like leasing, and there's different levels of leasing, and all the way up to having an exclusive beat that only you use and you have, you know, all the rights to, which can be anywhere from, like, you know, I don't know, $300 to, like, sometimes multiple thousand dollars, like $5,000. Like, if you're like Dr. Dre or something, you get even more or something. But, you know, so it's kind of an interesting way. But then people also get money for leases. So you can lease it for only, like, sometimes from $10 to like $50. You can get a one commercial lease. So basically you can put it on your album and that's it, or something like that. And, or you can get like two commercial use lease, which would be like you can use it on your album and in a music video. I don't know. I haven't looked into all that just yet, how it works. But it's kind of a good, cheap way for people to who can't afford beats to get, you know, record on really good beats or whatever. So that was encouraging to me as a rapper. But also, you know, I just was like loving that business model. Like, I'm like, you know, so you can make because multiple people can lease the beat, you know, so you can still make hundreds of dollars on a beat, potentially, if you are just leasing it to, like, a ton of different people. So, okay. So, I'm like, wow, that's a really cool model. So going back to these people I started getting connected with, the group is called GTS, which I think, I can't remember exactly what that stands for, but it's something like grind to success or something. I don't know. It's something like that. But, you know, I was like, okay, so they're kind of, not only are they, you know, into the same type of marketing guys that I've been into, but, you know, they're kind of speaking my language, you know. I mean, I've been involved in the beat making and just hip-hop in general and, you know, MCing community for, you know, most of my life. So there's a lot of people I know. I'm not saying, like, famous people or anything, but, you know, within the indie hip-hop community. And, you know, so this is kind of, like, right in my lane, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, like, it's kind of easy for me, or like, it's almost like if I start to do this, I have, like, a running start, you know what I mean? Because I've already been making beats for 20 years and rapping for 20 years and being involved in the culture for, like, 20 years. So, you know, all I really have to do is maybe talk to these people and kind of, they have a system to kind of, or just kind of a little bit of a way to kind of help me focus. It's not so much that they're telling me anything I don't already know. It's more that it's like they have a community of people who are all doing that, and they're doing well and making money. And, you know, if I can learn from people who are actually doing it well, I mean, that's freaking awesome, you know? And so, and also, it's made me think, you know, this is the perfect opportunity to finally pick a focus, you know what I mean? And, you know, and don't think, I know a lot of you guys follow my stuff because, you know, you like other aspects, like you're into the art and the comics and stuff and the toys and whatnot. That's not going to stop, you know. I'm not saying that that's going to stop at all. I'm still going to finish my 100 Days of Comics. I'm still, you know, doing Inktober, still doing the Escape Artist Podcast. Pretty much you won't see too much of a switch, you know, from the outside, but there will be a little bit of a difference, and the focus will shift, but I'm gonna leave that in the hobby level for now, and, you know, and just keep doing it, like, because the thing is with Inktober and things like that, like, I've developed a habit of, you know, drawing and stuff, like, all the time now, and I just love doing that. That's like what I look forward to. I do all this work, and then at the end of the day, I get to do some drawing while I'm watching TV or something like that. So that's like my reward, you know? So I'm not going to stop doing that. And the comics thing, doing 30 minutes a day is something manageable. So, you know, I still need to get better at doing that, but I'm going to keep doing that. Like, I got these projects, the Travelers, and I don't want to, like, drop the ball on that stuff, you know? So I'm going to keep doing that, and I want to keep my hand in comics, you know? So, but I'm not going to stress out about it, you know what I mean? And, you know, when I have to get other stuff done, those other things are going to get priority with the beat stuff, because what basically I'm going to be doing is creating a business out of the beat stuff, you know, making beats and selling beats. And what this group, the thing with this group is it's like a monthly payment of like $25, which isn't too bad. I can't really afford that, but this is what I'm going to say to these people is, you know, I'm going to be like, and this is an experiment too, in a few different ways, but in one way, this is an experiment that, you know, I'm going to tell them, you know, basically this is how it is. I will keep subscribing, you know, to this thing and keep my subscription up for $25 a month if you can help me to make $25 or more a month. You know, I'll just keep subscribing, because I really believe in what they're doing, and they're talking my language in multiple ways, and I think I can learn from them, you know. So, you know, it's an experiment on that level. So if I make $25 this month, I might do it, like, at least a couple months, even if I don't make $25, but by the end of that second month, I need to have made enough money to get to the next month, or else, you know, I'm going to pretty much, you know, quit it. So, because I can't really afford it, I can't even afford cable, you know, and I happen to have, you know, enough money in my PayPal right now that I can go for at least 2 months, you know. So as long as that money keeps getting in there for PayPal, but I mean, these guys are talking about making a lot more money than that, you know, so I'm hoping that'll give me enough, like, starter time to get this thing up and rolling, and then hopefully I'll increase, and maybe I can make this, you know, a valuable stream of income. And then the other part of what this experiment is it's teaching me how to put into practice a lot of things that will be good for other things that I do. Like, there's one principle that people talk about in these marketing things is, you know, win at one thing. You know, sometimes they say, you know, get your first sale. That's kind of one thing, because it teaches you. And then once you find out how to get your first sale, you do what you did for that, and you just keep repeating it, you know, and then you can increase things and whatnot. But there's also, you know, win, you know, at one thing, like figure one aspect, one thing out, because once you learn how it works to like be successful in one thing, you can apply that to a lot of other things, you know what I mean? So that's what this is too. It's like an experiment, and you know, now I'm going to have a group of people that are specifically focused on making this thing work, surrounding me and helping me. So I'm going to try to make this one thing work, and once I get this one thing to work, then I'm going to, you know, repeat that with the art stuff. And that's what I also, as I'm learning this stuff, I want to bring that to you guys, you know. And I mean, if you are a beat maker or a hip hopper, you know, you'll be able to get like specific direct ideas from me, you know, all right, even from now. But you know, if you're just if you're an artist, or you know, you're doing toys or whatever, you know, you'll be able to hopefully learn from what I'm doing, because it's related. It's at least art related, meaning you're putting out something that you've created and trying to make money off of it. So, you know, I'm going to just be pushing that and like focusing on this. And you know, I don't know, I kind of need that accountability, and the fact that there's a full group like surrounding you to kind of keep you accountable and stuff, because this is a very community-based service that they provide. So they're meant, you know, that's what they say. If it turns out, you know, that they suck and stuff, you know, I'll just do the subscription or whatever for this 1 month, and I'll, you know, throw it on the stupid tax list. So that's me paying the stupid tax. But you know, I think it's gonna be a good thing, so we're gonna try it. And one thing too is I'm separating everything for this is gonna be Plex Beats. And so, you know, my Instagram I already created an Instagram, a separate one that's just called Plex Beats. I've also created a Facebook page already that's just Plex Beats. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with the YouTube yet, if I'm going to have a separate YouTube or if I'm just going to continue with the one I have, because and rename that one that I have Plex Beats. And I'll still do my other stuff on there, but, you know, I don't know. We'll see. I might do that, and I might do a separate one. I don't know. I just kind of feel like I've built up something on YouTube that, you know, I feel like it might be foolish to start over again, but maybe not. That's one thing I have to ask these guys, what they think, and, you know, what you guys think, too. You know, let me know. But we'll see. But everything's going to be Plex Beats, and I'm even probably going to purchase PlexBeats.com, which is available, like, luckily. So, so there's that. So, you know, everything is going to be that, and that's going to be my focus. That's what I'm calling my business, you know. Even though this other stuff, like the art stuff, will be brought into that and is part of that too, like if somebody pays for a comic book or whatever, it goes to, you know, the same PayPal account and stuff like that. And you know, whenever I do finally like get like a tax ID number and all that stuff, because I haven't done that yet, because I just make so little money, like I might maybe make a couple $100 a year, you know. I could have made that mowing people's lawns or I don't know, shoveling sidewalks, you know. I don't know, or like babysitting or something, you know, it's not even enough money. Like I probably actually lose money, if anything, you know. It's more about just a hobby at this point, as far as money goes. So if I start making a substantial amount of money, though, I'll do all the tax ID stuff and whatnot, because I do want it, you know, everything to be legit. So, but, you know, when I do all that stuff, it'll just be under the title Donkey Jaw Projects, even if it's not publicly known as Donkey Jaw Projects, and it's more publicly known as Plex Beats, or maybe multiple different things. And I think this is legal, because I don't know, Marvel Comics had a ton of different names in the past, and I don't know if they still do or what, but... And they're just kind of different imprints or whatever, so... I don't know, and I've heard of other stories kind of like that. So, yeah, that's what it's going to be. And it'll all go to the same PayPal. But, you know, I got to make some substantial money first and see how that works out and stuff. But, yeah, I'm really encouraged that this kind of thing, like, I bumped into this because... I haven't been able to figure out how to focus yet. And I need that accountability, like I was saying earlier. You know, Kevin Cross did the 100 Days of Comics, and, you know, he did the videos specifically to have accountability. But for me, which is a great idea, and it worked really awesome for him, and it works for a lot of people, so that's really awesome. But for me, it's not working so awesome, you know. I don't, even starting the 100 Days of Comics, I didn't have the same commitment. Like, I never intended to do 100 straight consecutive days, you know what I mean? I wanted to be part of the group doing it, because I was already making comics anyways, and it did get me to get way further in my comic than I would have if I hadn't done it. So I just thought it was a good exercise, a good challenge to try my best to do one every day, but even if I didn't, I was okay with that. Like, I knew from the beginning that I might not do it consecutively, but I'm still committed to doing the 100 days and really beyond. But, you know, this stuff is going to be more... a little bit less of a priority right now, and I'm going to be focusing on beats. But like I said, the art's going to keep continuing and everything. It's going to keep going. But it's, you know, so yeah, I've said that enough times, all that stuff. But yeah, no, I'm really encouraged, excited to get this thing going. And, you know, don't worry, I'm not going to be like, I mean, you're going to see it, you know, but I'm not going to be like posting, like some of these guys who do these beats, not the ones in this group, but some like people I've seen, and like I almost don't even want to follow beat guys sometimes, because, or like even hip hop artists, because they don't really know how to market very well. And I mean, I've done it too myself, and I try to keep it, do things in a way that's interesting and isn't too spammy, but I probably do kind of fall on the spam side sometimes, because I post so much stuff. I don't know. It's hard to know what the people's perception is of you. But people seem to be okay with me, and I don't ever really get, you know, a lot of people like unsubscribing from things, or you know, saying, you know, they're sick of seeing my stuff. I don't really get that, so... I guess I'm okay with the way I do it, but, you know, a lot of these guys, man, they just freaking, they'll push their stuff, their links out, like, 20 times a day, and they'll, like, direct message you, and, I mean, it's just because they don't know what they're doing, really. They think that the way to get their music out is to just push, 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 and that just doesn't work. You know, like I said earlier in this, is it's more important to become friends, build relationships with people, and let the business kind of happen naturally. But you do put your links out there, but, you know, you gotta do a lot of other stuff more than you do the, you know, putting your links out there. And a lot of times, the selling takes care of itself if you do a lot of these other things that are just more, you know, coincide more with being a good person, you know. And there's an Escape Artist podcast episode back in the archives that actually is titled something like that, like, oh, it's called Johnny B. Good Marketing, and I'll try to link that in the show notes. That talks about some of this stuff, but I'll definitely be getting more and more into that soon. But yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at and where I'm going, you know. And I don't know, let me know what you guys think of that. Like, do you think I'm kind of being an idiot for, like, changing directions again? Or do you think that, you know, this sounds like a good idea to kind of, you know, take this time, try to focus on something for once? And, you know, experiment in a way where it might help me to do better with the art stuff as well. And, you know, what do you guys think? I mean, it's definitely a little bit of a risk, but not too much, because I, like I said, I had some money in PayPal, so, you know, I was able to just use that. So, you know, I'm trying it, but, you know, I'm kind of switching up directions and stuff, so, you know. And I'm actually excited to get back into making beats. I'm excited to try to learn some new ways of making beats where, like, in the past I've struggled and it takes me, like, a long time to do certain things. And I don't know, I'm going to try to put together some systems to kind of streamline my beat-making process. Like, a lot of times I spend so much time just searching for samples, and then it takes time to chop up the samples. And by the time I get to the beat, I'm kind of tired. And then there's so many ways I can go with the chops, you know, of the samples. So, you know, it's like, how do I pick one that's good? And then once I do, it's like, it takes forever just to get that one, like, main loop of something you like. And then once you get that, you're already, like, almost worn out. And, you know, and then, you know, you gotta put more to the beat than just one little loop and some drums, you know. So how do you spice it up? And I mean, I've gone through the process many times. I have, like, in my files, I have hundreds of beats that I've made, some more finished than others. But, you know, I want to streamline that process. Like, I'm thinking, like, you know, because also I want to make beats that have no samples in it too. So I want to, this is going to give me a chance to learn the piano more, because I've already been, that's one of my big goals. Like, we were talking about bucket list things earlier. One of my things is I really have always wanted to learn how to play the piano, like really actually play it. Like, I mean, I'm not going to obviously focus on that, and be like, you know, I'm not going to be Elton John or something, but, but, you know, I want to learn basically how to play. And mostly I want to learn because I want to be able to make stuff, which I already have learned a lot of it. And, but I want to get better at it. So this is going to give me a chance to kind of learn it better. But I want to streamline my process, and kind of have, like, almost a timeline. Like, I've never applied. So, like, it's kind of cool how this is going to inform my art and business and stuff. But also, all the stuff I've been doing with my art is now going to inform my beat making, which is cool, because I never, you know, I haven't really focused on beat making for a long time. So, I mean, I've done little things here and there for fun, but there's a lot of things I've learned with art that I can apply to the beat making, like all these challenges we've been doing, putting time limits on things, working within limitations. Like, with beat making, there's so many options, and I even have a limited program, and I have a lot of limited equipment, you know, because it's kind of old, some of the stuff's outdated. The program that I mainly use is, you know, a somewhat newer version of that program, but at the same time, it's not the full program, but there's plenty in there, you know, for me to make. I've already made a ton of beats, or a few beats, even just with the tools I have, but if I had the full program, I'd have a lot more, but that's my limitation. You know, let's see, you know, with what I have, I'm not going to stress out with what I don't have. I'm just going to take what I have and use those limitations and make the best I can out of it. So that'll be cool. And then also just like maybe putting time limits, like when I'm looking for a sample, you know, maybe I'll say every time I pick up a record, I have to pick something from that record instead of going through like, you know, 10, 15 records before I find a sample I want to use because I want to make the best beat I could possibly make and get all precious with it. Like I never took these principles of not being precious to the beat making part of things. I still, when I sit down to make a beat, get kind of stressed out and precious about stuff. So I'm going to try to use some of these tactics in the making beat thing, and also using the creativity and challenges and limitations and stuff and putting that onto business, you know, creating a business. It doesn't have to be, you know, boring and you know, you're doing these tasks, but you really want to be making beats or making your art. You know, you can get creative also with the business stuff. So, you know, I'm looking forward to putting all these things kind of together, like taking all these things I've learned from different areas of life and things and putting it together into one focus. So that's what's going on. You know, I think I've talked enough. We went through a bunch of things in this podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you're, you know, going to be down for seeing my journey with this. And, you know, don't think that this, you know, I'm going to be talking about beats constantly and stuff. It's just going to be kind of more of the same, you know, me talking about trying to make an escape with this creative stuff, you know. And, you know, we can apply it, how we can apply it to all different aspects, to making comics and all that stuff. So it's still going to be the same podcast, really, for the most part. And I'm still going to do interviews with comic guys. I still have you know, Scott Circlin lined up to do one. And, you know, I'm sure I'll be getting down with some other people. And I'll still be, you know, doing stuff with the Artcasters and all that stuff. So, yeah, and also, you know, I don't know, I haven't said it too much on the podcast because I've been doing interviews, but the Artcasters group that Jeff Lafferty started up, and Peter Palmiotti, the Facebook group, they're both kind of headlining that. But, you know, he does his videos, and they're called Artcasts, that's what he calls them. And then he created a group, a Facebook group, and there's like challenge every month to do a certain drawing, and then Jeff puts them in his videos at the end of the month, and so that's cool. And it's just been a really cool group. And they also do every Sunday-ish. It's not, I don't think it always falls, I think it does actually always fall on Sunday, but they do like a Google Hangout on Peter's Peter Palmiotti's YouTube page. And it's a cool chat that Scott Circlin and Kevin Cross and a bunch of other guys have been on. I think Jamie Gamble was on one. You know, Peter and Jeff are obviously on there. Kristen Middleton. A lot of people have been on there. I've been on there a couple times, or two or three times, I'm not sure, all as well. So, you know, check out those. Those are like good podcasts actually to listen to almost. Like if you want to just throw the video on in the background, you don't have to look at it necessarily and just listen. It's like really cool content. So check that stuff out. I'm going to keep, you know, getting on those chats whenever I can, and you know, it's going to be more of the same, but just spiced in with you're gonna hear me talking about the business of doing this beat stuff too. So yeah, that's about it, guys. Thanks for listening. You guys are awesome. Thanks for following along on this whole journey that I've been on and that we're all on. And, you know, continue to comment, you know. You know, I really appreciate you guys commenting. A lot of guys have been sharing the stuff, too. Eddie Crosby's a big one. He shares everything, you know, all this, the podcast. Thank you, man. You're awesome. Other people have, too. Javier Hernandez was on the last episode. He's been sharing stuff. A lot of you guys, you know, have been helping me out. So thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And, you know, I look forward to recording next week's podcast, too. So, you know, that's about it, guys. Thanks a lot, and I'll talk to you on the next Escape Artist podcast. Peace out, yo.
Background music provided by Mr. Poole. You can find show notes at donkeyjawprojects.com, where you can also sign up for the newsletter. If you'd like to support, go to patreon.com/plex or go to iTunes and leave a review. And thank you so much for listening. Now get your butt out there and make some awesome stuff. It's Escape Artist.